Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for April 11th to April 17th. So, it's very interesting energy right now. So I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but we've had a couple of pretty significant days where the energy feels extremely heavy. So you would be feeling really tired through this, possibly having headaches. The nausea stuff was coming back, especially in the night. And it was felt like we were doing like that shifting again. So maybe during the day it was okay. And then at night it got worse and vice versa. So back flipping back and forth. It's definitely, I feel like when that's happening, and not everybody feels it, but I feel like the ones that are, you know, doing the light work, the ones that are specifically doing stuff about the transmuting the frequencies, I feel like we kind of get the brunt of it. So we kind of feel the heaviness of when those energies come in. I feel like today is another day of that energy, of that heavier energy coming in. It was trying to break through last night. So there were those moments of bliss that would like pop through and you'd have the awareness of like, oh, something just shifted. Oh, that feels much lighter. That feels much better. And then a few moments later was back into the heaviness. So hopefully there's going to be some kind of significant shift that happens over this next little while that takes us out of that constant feeling of the heaviness, the planetary heaviness that's going on. And I feel like part of that is, as they just show me this right now, it's kind of like, you know, many people are feeling like we've did so much work, we've been doing so much work, and have we seen any changes? Has there been anything significant that has changed in the world or in our lives or in our... And I feel like there's like just a big nope on that. People are feeling like, no, there's not been a lot. It's like we had this big battle, or we've been in this battle for a very long time, and we haven't seen anything that's really shifted or changed in a significant way. But again, I think this is the reminder of reminding ourselves that sometimes things are happening so much more so behind the scenes. And it's all of that shifting that has the ripple effect into our experiences. So a little bit of patience is what's required over this next little while, and that we will start to see the benefits of, you know, all of the work that we have been doing, the shifting, the raising frequency, the inner work, the soul work, all of that is going to come forward, and we'll actually see the changes happening. Now, I was really kind of excited to see what they were going to give me today, because I don't know if you guys have been hearing about astrologically, there's a big transit that everybody, you know, all astrologists are talking about, huge in Vedic astrology, and that is the Jupiter transit, which happens on the 13th of April. And so even, you know, I've been hearing tons and tons of people talking about this, how this is going to be such a significant date, and that there's going to be a significant shift, and like, all, you know, all anticipation of all of this happening. And when I went in to find out about it, they didn't give me a lot specifically about that, other than they keep showing me the 12th Lord in the 12th house. And so in astrology, that just simply means that it's, you know, it's a most awaited cycle, because it happens once every 12 months, right? It's kind of like the end of the cycle, the beginning of the cycle, like that whole completion. The interesting thing about it, though, is because this is the Jupiter transit into Pisces, which is Jupiter's actual sign, which is Pisces. And Pisces is the divine sign of spirituality. So that's when we have that energy, that's the flow, they're saying to me. That's that flow energy. And so what they did give me about this particular time, this particular transit, and what the importance will be, so funny, they keep on giving the word significant. So we'll see where that plays out. But the focus will be on the divine. So the focus around that, and what they gave me around that, was going inward. So there's going to be a lot of like inner reflection, of going inside, going within, and being okay with it. So being okay with being alone. And so the 12th house represents isolation and contentment. So we're going to find that you may be like even more so if you're somebody that has kind of been, you know, coming away from the crowds of people and like lessening your circle, you may just be finding that this period right now is about isolation, that it's kind of like they're saying to me right now, remembering who you are. And so sometimes it's hard to really do that and know that when you have so many outside influences, right? When you have so many, you know, other people, maybe they're friends that you used to hang around with, or maybe they're family members that you're not as close to anymore. And when you're in these situations with other people around you, there's like that version of your old self that is there. And so I feel like that's going to be, we're going to be breaking free of that because we aren't who we have always been. We've shifted and changed in so many ways. And part of that, you know, the frustration that we have, the uncomfortableness is that energetically our body's shifting. So like, you know, we get those upgrades, the downloads, the DNA shifts, and it's changing to the higher frequencies. But those stored memories in our mind, in our subconscious mind, the programming of who we are, who we're supposed to be, or who we think we are, is really kind of solidified in there right now. And so that's going to be like the next process, is of taking these like blocks of information and seeing them, you know, like here's a big data block of information about who I am and what my story is, and finding out what resonates with you on that. So like find out, does that feel like that's me? Does that really feel like who I am? Or does it feel like I'm serving my purpose through that identity? Or is that my story? So there's going to be a lot of, you know, going inward about that. And you may have found in this last year, I know for myself that it's definitely been, you know, self-discovery, coming into like, you know, what labels will you take? What names will you take on? What does that feel like to you? What kind of experience is it creating for you? But they're saying to me that's going to be happening on a much deeper level now. So really like that opportunity is going to be given to you to go inward. And again, like that isolation, but being okay with it. So not necessarily needing to go and get somebody else's advice about your stuff, or not necessarily needing to get somebody's opinion about you or your stuff. It's going to be a much more deeper, relatable conversation that you're having with your innate self. So with your higher self. And they're telling me right now about seeing things from a different perspective. So from a higher perspective. So big, you know, the kind of theme is going to be going within. It's going to be going within. They said to me that we need to, and this was interesting because specifically this next section here was for the hub members. And so that was specifically me going in, tuning into the frequency of you guys, and then getting the specific. So there were, outside of like the general of what's happening and what we need to be doing, these were very specific for you guys. So watch your narrative. So they're saying the words that you speak have power and carry resonance. So be really mindful of that, right? Because they're talking about emitting a frequency. So your words emitting a frequency. And, you know, just do yourself a favor this week. Just kind of hear yourself sometimes. Like sometimes we are, you know, we can be really good listeners for other people, but we don't really listen when we speak. So we'll do a little bit of work on that and see if your words are matching what you're feeling. They said on the surface and what's inside aren't matching. So again, I feel like that's that deep going within. It's like that what we're presenting to the outside world of what we think we are, what we think we have to be, is that really matching of how we're feeling inside? So they're saying to me, for some of us, that's two different worlds right now. They're what's presenting on the outside and what's happening on the inside are two different worlds. And so that needs to come into sync. There needs to be some realizations there of bringing it into balance. They said that key beliefs about yourself. This is going to be discovering this week. What are some key beliefs about yourself? And not the beliefs that you projected upon you from other people, you know, sometimes, you know, there's, you know, your closest people around you can have like a little bit of a skewed version of who they think you are. And so really pay attention to what you are thinking you are right now, what your beliefs are about yourself, because that's ultimately all that matters. It does not matter what anybody else is thinking or feeling about you. It's only what you are thinking and feeling about yourself. And so we're going to have more opportunity to get into better alignment. We're going to be removing obstacles through awareness. Again, that's, you know, we cannot fix or change anything unless we have the awareness of it being there, right? There's so many people that avoid the awareness, you know, so many people that are like, you know, they just don't go there for, you know, lack of, you know, not wanting to, being afraid, not having the, whatever the reasons are. But you know that you're here now to, you're ready. You've been prepped for this. So you're ready to see the obstacles and remove them. Really important, they said to us, choosing your battles wisely. So this is going to be really important. They're saying recognizing how it makes you feel. So if you're engaging with somebody, if something's coming up for you and it's creating some kind of conflict in you, ask yourself, is this how I want to be feeling? Like, is there going to be an outcome that is desirable here? And really pay attention, because the manifesting stuff is happening so quick right now, like really, really quickly. And I've seen it I've had numerous things come up for me recently where it's like, oh, wow, that just happened instantly. I literally just created that intention, thought of that manifestation, and boom, there it happened. So keep that in mind when it comes to with your choosing your battles wisely. So when there's conflict or something that comes up, instead of like following your ego, your pain body into it of the normal way you would, where you're like, okay, let's go. You want to get into this. You want to talk about all this. Instead of doing that, go, oh, you know what? I've actually been there before. I've actually done that before. I know that it ends up making me feel like shit. I know that it doesn't serve any purpose. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to find a solution through this that is better, that it's a better way. And it's really kind of like they're saying walk away. So it's like literally you can just leave it there. You don't have to like beat the dead horse on it. You don't have to worry about what the outcome will be. It's like, you know, it's that they're saying have the resolve within to be like, no, okay, not, don't need to go there. Don't have to go that way. And clearly, whoever it is that's trying to drag you into the ring with them, you know, let them know that that's, you know, this is my level of standard now. I'm not engaging in that. And then walk away. We're going to have some more opportunities coming up around judgment, around closure, around releasing limiting beliefs. That sounds like a nice little package there, doesn't it? And interesting how when they give me that, because that's going to be all about, like, we have Easter weekend coming up this weekend, right? And to me, Easter weekend is always very, very powerful energetically. You know, there's the whole, when we talk about Christ consciousness, and if you know the frequency of Jesus and the story of his life and how he's one of our greatest teachers, and in there's significant energy that comes through this planet around this particular time. And it's really a very magical time. Like, it's a very powerful, healing, magical, manifesting. Like, that's all going to be coming through. Through like big in the weekend. On the weekend we'll feel it, but you're going to feel a build up to it, right? So you're going to feel, we also have the full moon that's happening on Saturday as well, on the 16th. So like boom, 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 we've got tons and tons and tons of stuff happening as far as that goes. And I'll let you guys know more about that as we come into it a little bit. Of course, check on the Facebook pages. I'll be posting on there. And so they left it with finding a kinder, gentler way. So finding a kinder, gentler way and for ourselves, and being like that to ourselves. And I feel like that's the Christ energy as well. That's that, like, you know, Jesus has it's very soft, childlike, flowing energy. And so having more of that energy for ourselves around our experiences, around our path. And I feel like that's that flow. So that takes us back into that, back all the way to the beginning of the Pisces, that Pisces flow. And that's the time where we need this the most. Everybody needs that the most right now in their lives. So we have our, on the 14th, which is this Thursday, we have our monthly healing circle. And so it's definitely going to be very powerful because, of course, all of the frequencies that are coming in. So hopefully you guys have a chance to come and do that with us live. If you don't, remember that I always create the intention of putting the energy so that anybody that watches on the replay will still receive all of the benefits of it. And it may be just be one of those healings that you need to do more than one time, and that's okay. So it's okay if you, even if you come and you do it live and then the next couple of days you feel like you need to do it again, just, you know, gauge it with your body and your, you know, in your energy and say, okay, so do I feel different from that? Am I feeling the shifts in that? Is it feel like it's helping me? Or do I also know when it's too much? Do I know when, okay, I need to take a break? I need to just kind of recalibrate a little bit. Pay attention to how you're feeling with that. Okay, my lovelies. So I will see you guys on Thursday, and sending you huge, huge blessings as always. Thank you.